This Sunday, CBS presents a new police drama called Easy Streets, starring Ken Olin of 30-something. Our TV critic David Bianculli calls it the best new show of the fall season.
Other than just flat-out begging you to watch this show because it's so good, I'm not sure how to start out talking about Easy Streets. But here goes. If you're like me and you're still upset that CBS canceled Due South, all you need to know is that the creator of Due South, Paul Haggis, is also the guy behind Easy Streets. If you're not a Due South fan, which probably means you never saw it, the best way to describe Easy Streets is to make some more familiar comparisons. Ken Olin stars as a cop who winds up going undercover to investigate a young mob boss, a bad guy who gets almost as much screen time as the good guy. In that way, Easy Streets is a lot like the first season of Wise Guy. The stories of the police and the crooks sometimes run parallel and sometimes intersect. In that way, Easy Streets is a lot like Crime Story. It's got photography that makes it look like the French Connection in some places and Apocalypse Now in others. And it's got dialogue that sounds like King Lear in some places and Pulp Fiction in others. I've seen the first two episodes, and they're terrific. The script is amazing, and so is the cast. Olin, as the cop, establishes the depths of his character's isolation almost immediately. Jason Gedrick, the eventual prime suspect from last season's Murder One, plays an ex-con drawn into the mobster's web. And Deborah Ferrantino plays a savvy and sexy lawyer who's already there and likes it. All of them are just right. The scene stealers, though, are Rod Steiger in a brilliant one-shot guest performance, and, as the show's evil yet charming antagonists, Joe Pantoliano and Mike Starr as mobster Jimmy and his sidekick Mickey. Sometimes these guys are appallingly ruthless. Other times, as in this scene from episode 2, they're appealingly goofy.
Mickey.
Huh?
When was the last time Dogface paid his vig?
Which one's Dogface?
The one with the face like a dog.
Oh, you mean the guy who squints like this all the time?
Yeah, him. When was the last time he paid us?
That's Johnny One Eye. He don't know us nothing.
No. I'm not talking about Johnny One Eye. I'm talking about Dogface.
Johnny One Eye is the guy who squints all the time. Thinks because he got one eye.
Which is why they call him One Eye. This guy is not called One Eye. He's called Dogface on account he's got a face like a dog.
What kind of dog? What are you throwing things at me for? You have no idea how many unattractive people you lend money to. What? So now that's my fault?
After this Sunday's telemovie premiere, Easy Streets moves to Wednesday nights on CBS opposite Law & Order and Primetime Live. To me, that choice isn't difficult at all. It's easy.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.